Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, did the VA secretary seek to discredit a veteran who reported a sexual assault at a VA hospital? A new bill helps veterans find STEM jobs. Military installations could house coronavirus evacuees. Congress wants to know why white supremacy on social media isn't tracked by the U.S. military. And a VA-recommended app could access your private data. This is the Back Brief for the week of February 14th, 2020. We begin with Capitol Hill reporter Abby Bennett. Congress officials examined whether VA secretary sought to discredit vet who reported assault at VA hospital.
This week, we had a full week of veterans news, starting off with an anonymous complaint filed with the House Veterans Affairs Committee alleging that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie allegedly sought information to discredit a Navy veteran who is also a congressional advisor after she said she was sexually assaulted at the DCVA. Wilkie allegedly sought this information to discredit her and her story. Wilkie has since denied those allegations, but Congress has asked the VA Inspector General to investigate the claim.
From Connecting Vets reporter Lisa McLean, veterans get help from new bill that finds and trains them for STEM jobs. President Trump signed a bill on Tuesday supporting military veterans pursuing careers in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field, or STEM. The STEM Careers Act, S-153, is a bipartisan effort that will assist veterans re-entering the workforce by directing the National Science Foundation to encourage them to pursue STEM careers. The bill also requires the Office of Science and Technology Policy to set up an interagency group that will address the problems veterans have when pursuing STEM careers. Companies supporting the bill include the Manufacturing Institute, Samsung, TechNet, Verizon, and the Consumer Technology Association. From Connecting Vets reporter Elizabeth Howe, more than 11 military installations are standing by, ready to host coronavirus evacuees. Military installations in Hawaii, Illinois, Texas, Georgia, New York, Washington State, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, Michigan, and California are expected to serve as quarantine facilities for evacuees from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus that has killed more than 600 so far. The request from the Department of Health and Human Services asked that the Department of Defense identify installations near 11 major airports that could house additional evacuees if HHS facilities become filled. These installations are tertiary locations, a memo from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper read, meaning the HHS has a first resort and a second resort for housing evacuees before deferring to the DoD installations for help. So far, the United States is aware of 23 cases of coronavirus in American citizens, including 11 on a cruise ship quarantined off the coast of Japan, according to NBC News. Worldwide, an estimated 31,400 have been infected by the disease. In China, where the virus first began, at least 636 have died, including Dr. Li Wenlang, the Chinese doctor who attempted to warn the authorities about the outbreak, who died from coronavirus last week. Once again, Capitol Hill reporter Abby Bennett reports on disturbing VA-recommended app could access private veteran data.
Congress learned that VA is recommending some smartphone applications that could have access to private data These applications request access to veterans' cameras, microphones, photos, files, all on their smartphones. The apps do not necessarily store or transmit that data, but they can access it, which members of Congress called disturbing.
From Connecting Vets reporter Kayla Jackson, white supremacy on social media not tracked by U.S. military. Congress wants to know why. In a hearing on Capitol Hill Tuesday, members of a House Armed Services Subcommittee suggested military reporting and punishment policies regarding white nationalism and extremism should be updated to reflect a resurgence of domestic terrorism in the United States. While military regulation prevents active participation in extremist groups, which includes fundraising, rallying, recruiting, and organization, there's no standalone article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice that applies to extremism. The Defense Department also doesn't possess its own tracking system for hate crimes or for service members who may be linked to extremism. Quote, "I have a real problem with the vagueness of these policies and the distinction in active participation and membership. I think these policies have to be updated. They're woefully inadequate for what we know today is a very serious domestic terrorism problem," said Representative Jackie Speier of California. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.